The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Pturim that we're discussing in the sugyas of those that are not mechuyev to be al regel, one of the lists, which is not only a Ptur and al regel, but a Ptur b'chol ha'tar kulo, is a cheresh shoyte v'kotom. Shoyte is not mechuyev for mitzvahs, he's not a paradas, nothing he does has significance, his gerushin is not a gerushin, his kedushin is not a kedushin, so on and so forth. The Gemara by us, interestingly enough, is the main place in Shas where the criteria for being a shoyta, even though it's relevant in all areas of halacha, but the place where it's discussed by Richus and Sugis HaShas is by us, the Brais and Amid Beis. It's a Tesefta and Trumas, and the Gemara brings it Tan Rabban as a Brais. Ezu shoyta yoytzi yichidi balaylo. The Brais lists three simonim. Yoytzi yichidi balaylo, lon bebeis hakvoros, v'amekareis ksusoy. We would want to say in a more contemporary nusach, we would say maybe a yoytzi yichidi balaylo is somebody who does things that seem to depression. Lon bebeis hakvoros, maybe somebody who's delusional, he's hearing voices. V'amekareis ksusoy seems somebody who has uncontrolled anger. He has spurts of anger and he engages in destructive acts. That seems to be the Gemara later on calls mekareis ksusoy. The Gemara compares that to ma'abed kol mashenoisnoy. In any case, these are the three simonim, and on that the Gemara says itmat is machlekes amiroim. Rav Huna amar shiu kulon bebasachas. Rav Yochanan amar afilu baachas mehen. Rav Huna held that you need all three simonim. Rav Yochanan held afilu baachas mehen. As long as the shoyte commits one of them, the halach is that he is considered a shoyte. The Gemara says that the reason why Rav Huna would hold that you need kulam bebasacha, the reason why you would have to, the shoyte would only be a shoyte if he does all three, is because there's grounds to think that a person could do one. A person could do one thing which doesn't fit with the way, patterns of behavior that a normal person does. Could act in one seemingly shoytidik, one irregular way, and there might be a reason. The Gemara brings the reasons why he would do this, why he would do that. He has idiosyncrasies. Doesn't make him into a shoyte. Doesn't mean he's not in control or he doesn't have a legitimate thought process. Just means there's something strange about him. Doesn't make him into halacha. Halachically a shoyte, being eccentric, having an idiosyncrasy. Mashiach, if he does three, then it's like a shoshinogach, where obviously if you see something three times, you're not going to say that's a mikra, but you're going to say that that is his personality. That means that there's something wrong with him. He's a shoyt. The poskim can bring down a famous machlokes. It was a tremendous machlokes that was waged fiercely in the middle of the 1700s. There was in the town of Cleves, that's how you pronounce it in English, in French it's pronounced somewhat differently. There was a town in Germany, on the border between Germany and France, where there was a person bringing down Habacher Yitzchok, didn't say his last name, protect the family. Habacher Yitzchok got married, and he was found after a while, to the end of the week of Shevet Brachos, he disappeared over Shevet Brachos. They found him someplace else, they found him in another village, hiding out. He was all scared they were coming to get him, suffering from paranoia, obviously. Some type of delusional thing. A few weeks later it happened again. It was something that seemed to be repeating itself. Every once in a while he would run away. He was afraid they would get him. He was afraid that they were coming after him. I don't know if he was afraid that people were coming after him or aliens in spaceships, but he was afraid that they were coming after him. And he would hide out. After a while, this was a pattern that kept repeating itself. Obviously did not make life easy to live with him. His shver, well, family members convinced him to give his wife a get. To give his wife a get and to give back whatever he had gotten from his shvah, whatever money. The father of the bocher was saddled with the bocher. He wasn't married. He was damaged goods. Sounds like he was pretty dysfunctional. Now he has the bocher back minus the money that had originally been given to him. So what did he try to do? He tried to stir up a debate. And he went to the Rabbonim in his town. He came from Frankfurt. And the Rabbonim of Frankfurt passed the get, the way the father described it, they passed again mitin shoyter. They said the son, the boy is obviously, there's something wrong with him. He's obviously halachically a shoyter. His get is not a get. The marriage is still on. You'll have to take the boy, medicine, psychiatrist, so on and so forth. Put him in for treatment. The shver wanted to wash his hands of the son-in-law, who obviously had some type of mental problem. The father wanted to. This is a story that unfortunately repeats itself too many times in the world that we live in. Many of the achronim, the contemporary achronim, was the Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Nedev Yehuda, the Shagas Aryeh, discussed the get, became a famous controversy, who was machshir the get, the haget mikliv. And a lot of the discussion was soivev around the fact that the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Perek Tes, when he discusses this Gemara of Shalosh Simonim Yesh B'Shoita, says that these three Simonim are lav dafka, these are only three Simonim the Gemara points out as classics, can be any symptom where Lefi Ra'oise Eni Hadayonim, the person is not capable of sound, not capable of being a bardas, acting in a responsible way, he halachically has a din of a shaita. It doesn't have to be dafka these three things. Yitzchok, this poor bacher who got married or he wasn't married anymore, did not show any one of these three simonim. He ran away. He was delusional. Where does it say anything about being delusional? So the achronim had a whole back and forth. The Rambam clearly says that one does not need simonim shtus in order to turn one to a shaita, to pass the get, one does not need the three simonim mentioned in the Gemara. The Marik in the Tshuva, B'Shem Marami Rutenberg, says that l'chayr, these three simonim are dafka again. These three simonim, even the Rambam himself, brings these simonim slightly different than the Gemara brings it, would seem to reason that the Gemara is saying three things in a general way. That in a general sense, it has to be one of these three things. A new mental disorder, a new psychiatric disorder, which is not described as one of the three things, one of the three patterns of behavior discussed in the Braisa, would not render one halachically a shaita. That seems to be the opinion of the Marik. This is what the Achronim were busy back and forth. Obviously, this brings up a lot of thorny halachic shailas. We'll discuss a few of them without paskening, just to discuss. Today, there's a shaila that comes up quite often. A person writes a will. On the will, in order for the will to be legally valid, if we're talking about somebody who there's room to suspect, somebody who was older, a person who is not anymore fully mentally engaged, he might be compromised mentally, at what point do we say that that person is a shoyta? An older person, take a person who was healthy his whole life, he's 85, never has Alzheimer's. At what point do we say that his thought process is so limited, so incapacitated, that halachically has a din of a shoyta? The tzavot that he writes is not a tzavot. Now, what happens in a we'll discuss that in a minute. What happens in a moment where he's lucid? Do we look at a person as when he's acting in a crazy way, so he is crazy, he is a shoyta, but when he's acting rationally and lucidly, so he's a badass? The Shagas Aryeh discussed Yitzchak, who gave the get, the bacher, the poor bacher from the story, he discussed him in terms of that itim shayte. Gemara clearly in Ksuvus Daf Chof says it's such a concept. Itim cholam, itim shayte. Somebody over there who was makna a piece of real estate. The shayla was whether the hakno was chal, whether the sale was valid. And the Gemara says the problem is he was itim shayte, itim cholam. And over there, it happens to be there were two Edom that said he was Machna when he was a Shoita, two Edom said he was Machna when he was healthy, to trade a trade, the Shalos was the Muxik, so on. That's the Sugya in Ksuvus Daf Chof. But on a psychiatric level, Chazal obviously recognized there's such a thing as Itim Itim. We don't look at a person who has fits of delusionary, he has delusionary spells, he has times when he loses his marbles, he has times when he goes crazy, that he has a din of a Shoita for the rest of his life. Itim Itim. So what happens if a person is delusional? What happens if a person is delusional, but the delusional doesn't express itself in all sorts of behaviors, erratic behaviors that are described, Yotzi Chidi Balayla, whatever is described in the Braisa? We're talking about somebody who's limited, somebody who loses his capacity for intelligent conversation. At what point does he become a shoyta? So the Sma in Hilchos Eidos and Siman Lamed Hei Sivkot Chof Aleph says that there's such a thing as a shoyte ledover echod, and he's bori l'shar dvorim. There's such a thing as a person who is a shoyte ledover echod. This is an extra chiddush. From Ksuvus Daf Chof, we see there's such a thing as a person who has periods of being lucid and periods of being a shoyte. The smaz mechadish, there's such a concept, there's a mental concept called a shoytel dabarach. That means there's one thing that ticks him off. You know, he has one form of behavior that makes him crazy. He has one thing that disrupts his behavior. But otherwise, he is a bari. When we could define his behavior, and we know that the nekudas hashtus shaboy is not defining what he's doing, so we'll define him halachically as a bari. There's a different concept, this man says, called a pesi. A pesi is somebody, Eidus Hashem, Naman Machkimas Pesi, somebody who's limited. Pesi refers to somebody who's limited mentally. Limited mentally is more what we're talking about when we talk about somebody. Alzheimer's, the truth of the matter is to take it back. This, in Alzheimer's itself, there's Alzheimer's, where a person, Rechman al-Tlan, an older, or sometimes Nebuch, not even such an old person, regresses to the point of being a child with limited, very limited mental capabilities. That's one type of shaita. There's something called mania, where a person is mad, where an older person could regress and become manic to the point where he's saying things. That's already delusional. Delusional is a shaita. Limited intelligence is more a pesi. At what point does a pesi become a shaita? The Sma says there is such a point. Obviously, you'll have to define in an objective way. Usually it's not so objective. Usually it's kafi the person. At what point does the person lose his capacity for intelligent decision making? At that point, kinyona veinim kinyon, mitzvoise veinim mitzvoise, and gerusha v'kedusha einim gerusha. Person is limited in a fit of in a bad spell, he takes away, he gets suspicious, and all the person gets suspicious of one of his children, and he writes him off in the Yerusha, gives all his money to the stock. At what point do we look at that as not valid? To a shor, in Yerudei also discussed in the beginning, Yerudei is the dine shaytel gabi shchita. The to a shor asks the kashim and taisis by us, in chagigat av gimel amit beis, that from the Tosfos on the bottom of the Amid that we're learning, it sounds like somebody who's muchzik l'shtus becomes muchzik l'shtus l'chol dover. Sounds not like the Sma that says there's such a thing as a shaytel l'nabarecha. Person is delusional in one way, does not make him crazy l'chol advar. Person, l'mashal, OCD. Person could be severely limited in terms of his functioning because he's washing his hands 5,000 times a day, does not make him unable to make an intelligent decision about whether he should buy a certain stock or not. Does not make him shaytul l'chol dover, even though it might limit his performance on an everyday level very severely. Tosfos seems to say that a shaytul dover echad becomes a shaytul l'chol advar. So Reb Moshe and other achrayim comes from the Tosfos Gitna doicha the kasha the tvusha on this man. They say this is a stomach l'chol dover. Bederechal, if somebody exhibits one form of extreme erratic behavior, that means there's something wrong under the surface. Something is broken inside. That means that he's not a bardas. There's something not rational, not reasonable about him. He's not a bardas. Mashenki, there's certain times where you know certain people are delusional for one thing. They're a shoytel dovarecho. They don't have an objective sense of reality in l'gabi one thing. L'gabi other things, they're perfectly lucid. So that, again, this is very subjective, and you have to be able to dan kol dover lefi ha'inyan. Just to mention one more prat, l'gabi the Gemara and Ksubis that we mentioned, Dav Chof, about itim shoytim, itim cholim, one of the difficult things is when somebody makes a kinyan or something is going on, what is the matzav hamuchzik? On the one hand, there might be what seems to be a valid shtar in front of us that says that he wrote over a large schumtet stocker. We know that yesterday he was, like we say, playing with a full deck. The next day he might not be. What happened into him? At what point did he lose himself? At what point the itim shayti itim cholim? How do we define who's the muchzik? The muchzik pashtus is the status quo of the money. If we have a legitimate topic, the shayla is what happens if we have a person who's a shayti b'foneinu when we have to dan. At what point did he slip out of reasonability? At what point did he slip out of being a baradat? That's another shayla that comes up. Another thing that comes up is somebody who, as we say in non-medical, in layman's terms, he forgets to take his pills. L'chayra, somebody who we know medically has a problem, has some type of mental problem, but he functions well with pills, would not be called a shayta. La'alochi would not be a shayta. If he forgets to take his pills and he has a bad spell coming on, Then l'chayr for that period he'd be called a shaitim. Itim shaitim, itim chol. It happens to be over here that it's not natural. It's induced. He would be a shaitim except that the pills help him. It becomes a badass. What happens with somebody who forgets to take his pills sometimes? You never know. At what point do we look at him? Do we define his status as changed? It's also not clear, and sometimes one really can't know what happened. One really can't know if a get was given by somebody who's never suffering from some type of mental illness. He gives a get. Was it clear what his state was yesterday? Is it clear what his state is tomorrow? Does he have a din of a shaita? Does he not have a din of a shaita? These are things that have to be clearly defined, and the ramifications are great, because a shaita cannot give a get. Nebuch, if somebody slips into mental illness, and because of that, his wife theoretically could be an aguna for long years. It's one of the sensitive topics that rabbanim who deal with mental health issues have to deal with. Sometimes defining halachically somebody's status as a bardas or not, legabi giving a get. Another point that comes up is more on a lavdusha plane. The Rambam, like we said, brings these halachas in Edus Perek Tes. What's interesting about the Rambam is that the Rambam says that the reason why a shoita is possible edus is because he's not in a bar mitzvah. Because the Mishnah says, why does the Rambam say because he's in a bar mitzvah? The Rambam in Gerushim, when he's talking about giving a get, says, shoita ein asiyosu klum l'chol aperikulu. His kinyan is not a kinyan, his ma'isa is not a ma'isa, his being moitzi somebody else with a broker. Everything he does has no validity. He's not a badass. Nothing he does means anything. Why is it a kudu? Because it's any bar mitzvah. Why does the Rambam in Hilchos Edus say something else? Comes along the Evan Ozel, the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha, comes along the Evan Ozel, and he says that kanireh, that there's two distinct dinim in the halacha of a shoita. This is Rabbi Zalman's take on the controversy of the get mikleves, where he was a shoita for one thing. He was a shoita, he was delusional, he was running away. Obviously he had some type of paranoia, he was running away. But there were other things. He was able to discuss things intelligently, he was able to act intelligently. Ma dinoy. So Rabbi Zalman wants to taina that the din that the Rambam says by a get, that he's a shoita l'chol davar, is only when he acts in a way that defines him as a shaita l'chol davar. Somebody who has a paranoia doesn't mean that he's crazy about everything. Somebody who's a long yichidi balayla, these are simonim of hokim that something is missing inside. He's either severely depressed or he's schizophrenic. He's not living in a real world. He's living in a world of dimyon. These are things that render a person incapable of acting objectively. Even if he can say something intelligent, be'etzem he's not able to react or act intelligently. There are certain things which are problems. A person can have a problem that could hinder him. It could be OCD. He could have certain fears. He could have certain paranoias. They might hinder him to the point of incompetence, but they won't necessarily define him as a shaita l'chol ha'tayr kula. Ma'ashen, Cain says, Rabbi Sizalman, ba'eidus. If a person has a problem functioning mentally in any one thing, that means that there's a part of him which is not objective. He walks in the business, says over what he sees. Could you trust him on what he's saying? Maybe he didn't see right. Maybe he's not reporting now right. So Melo, what the Rambam says is any bar mitzvahs, the pshat is that he has something that hinders his performance. He can't be mekayim mitzvahs. Ki hai gavna, the halacha of edus is more chomer. And the criteria for kashrus or psul of edus will be more chomer than the criteria for kashrus legabin nisinas get. That's how Rabbi Sizalman explains it. And he asked that Imkein Yitzchok, the bocher, never with paranoia, was running away, why would he be possibly giving get? Who said that he's not objective or he's not realistic? Legabin something has to do with whether he should stay with his wife or not. The fact that he's suffering from a problem that he runs away, why does that define him as not being able to make a decision whether he should live with his wife? Is he a shoita l'chol ha'tayr kulo that he's incapable of doing anything but die? That's what Mrs. Zalman's aura. So again, what is the shoita? Is the shoita something that defines him l'chol ha'tayr kulo? Is it something that renders him incapable of performing a specific thing? That's the shaila. Then there's the shaila of how much do we take the criteria of the Gemara and we use that as a general idea that anybody who's not living in a normal way obviously is delusional, obviously is not functioning He's not functioning in the real world. There's something that's disturbing his balance. That's a shaita. There's have to be things in the Gemara. We can use that as a general idea. That was the discussion Lagabi the Get Mikleves. There's also an idea, like we're saying, a person who's not a shaita, but he's a pesi, he's limited in intelligence. Is there a difference between mania of an older person or a difference between Alzheimer's where he just regresses? By the way, in Alzheimer's also, if a person is an older person that regresses and goes back to his childhood, many older people start living in the past. The person living in the past, then he decides to give $1 million for tzedakah because 50 years ago, before the Great Depression, he was a multimillionaire. Happens to be. Now, he lost everything in the 1930s. And now in the 1970s, when he's in an old age home, all he owns is his house. He just gave away his house, because in his mind, he has three hotels that he owns. Obviously, there's something unbalanced about that. That would also be considered halakhically a shaita. Would it be a shaita l'cholotorikul? Would it be a shaita l'gabidistik? Those are some of the shalas we discussed. What's the halacha in when we don't know exactly where and when the line between sanity and insanity occurred, or occurs on a regular basis. How do we judge the person? That's the sugya k'suvas daf chof. These are some of the noisim that we have to deal with in different areas of halacha. L'gabi dinei shoyt.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.